Welcome to episode 1372 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. There is a moment in the Gospels that can feel unsettling. Jesus is teaching. A crowd surrounds him. The room is full, the energy intense. And then someone interrupts.
Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak to you.
And Jesus responds,
Who is my mother and who are my brothers?
And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said,
Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
At first glance, it sounds abrupt, even dismissive. Is Jesus rejecting his biological family? Is he setting aside the fifth commandment? Is he dissolving natural bonds in favor of something else? But when we slow down, we discover something more beautiful and more demanding. Jesus is not dismantling family. He is deepening it. The fifth commandment says, Honor your father and your mother. Honor means significance, dignity. So when Jesus asks, Who is my mother? We feel tension. It almost sounds like distance. But scripture does not contradict itself. In fact, this is the same Jesus who rebukes religious leaders for neglecting parents under the guise of spiritual devotion in Mark 7. The same Jesus who, from the cross, ensures his mother is cared for in John 19. He does not despise family. So what is happening here? In Matthew 12, the tension is not casual. Jesus's ministry is controversial. Crowds are gathering. Religious leaders are opposing him. Following Jesus carries cost. His biological family is outside. His disciples are inside. The question is not about affection. It is about allegiance. Jesus is revealing that the kingdom creates a new kind of kinship, one rooted not merely in blood, but in obedience to the Father. This is not rejection. It is expansion. When Jesus asks, Who is my mother? He is not denying Mary. He is reframing identity. In the ancient world, family determined nearly everything. Status, protection, inheritance, belonging. To be cut off from family was to be exposed. Jesus introduces a radical truth. Belonging in the kingdom is not limited to lineage. It is formed by covenant loyalty. Whoever does the will of my Father. Family in the kingdom is defined by shared obedience, not by biology alone. Notice carefully, Jesus does not say, Mary is no longer my mother. He says, Here are my mother and my brothers. The circle grows. It does not shrink. The kingdom does not abolish natural family. It reframes it within a larger spiritual reality. Natural bonds remain significant, but they are no longer ultimate. The kingdom relativizes family without erasing it, and that distinction matters. For some, family is a place of warmth and safety. For others, it is complicated. Some have known love and stability. Others have known absence or fracture. Jesus' words are good news in both cases. If family has been a gift, the kingdom affirms its goodness. If family has been a wound, the kingdom offers belonging beyond blood. Spiritual kinship does not diminish natural ties. It offers hope where those ties are broken. The kingdom deepens family because it roots it in something stronger than genetics, shared allegiance to God. In scripture, covenant loyalty is powerful language. To belong to God is to enter into a covenant community. Jesus' statement in Matthew 12 reorients family around covenant faithfulness. Who belongs? Those who do the will of the Father. That is not elitism. It is invitation. The door into this family is open, not through ancestry, but through obedience, through trust, through allegiance. This reshaping of family had enormous implications in the early church. In a world divided by ethnicity, class, and tribe, the gospel created a new household. Jews and Gentiles, men and women, slave and free, united not by bloodline, but by shared loyalty to Christ. The language of brother and sister became literal. Church was not a weekly meeting. It was a family. And this family carried the marks of covenant, shared resources, shared suffering, shared joy. The kingdom did not dissolve family. It multiplied it. But here is what is crucial. Jesus' expansion of family does not negate the fifth commandment. It intensifies it. If we are called to honor father and mother biologically, how much more are we called to treat spiritual siblings with dignity? If honor begins at home, the kingdom makes the whole community a kind of home. Spiritual kinship demands relational responsibility. It does not reduce it. Throughout history, some have misused passages like Matthew 12 to justify neglecting family in the name of ministry, but that misunderstands Jesus. He never permits devotion to God to excuse responsibility toward people. He confronts that exact distortion in Mark 7. So what is he doing here? He is clarifying priority. God's will comes first. Family is sacred, but not ultimate. When family allegiance conflicts with covenant loyalty, the kingdom takes precedence. And yet, even then, honor remains. The big idea here is simple but profound. The kingdom deepens family. It does not abolish it. It deepens it in several ways. By anchoring identity in shared obedience. By extending belonging beyond biology. By elevating love beyond convenience. By calling every member to dignity and responsibility. It transforms family from a private unit into a covenant community. In our time, family is often either idolized or minimized. Some treat family as ultimate, defining worth and identity entirely through it. Others treat it as disposable, something to detach from at the first strain. Jesus offers a better way. Family is gift, but God is greater. When we place family under God's authority, it becomes healthier, not weaker, because it is no longer carrying ultimate weight. If you have known the gift of a loving family, Matthew 12 calls you to expand your heart. Your allegiance to Christ invites you to see fellow believers not as acquaintances, but as kin. The church is not an optional network. It is a household. And households require commitment, presence, forgiveness, shared burden. If family has been painful, Jesus' words are a doorway. You are not limited by your origin. You are not defined by your wound. There is a larger family, formed by grace, sustained by obedience, marked by love. Spiritual kinship offers belonging that biology may have failed to provide. The kingdom deepens family because it roots it in faithfulness rather than fragility. At the cross, Jesus ensures his mother is cared for. He honors biological family, even as he forms a spiritual one. This is the balance. Honor remains. But allegiance is clarified. Love expands. Responsibility grows. The kingdom does not shrink our commitments. It multiplies them. Who do you treat as family? Only those who share your last name? Or those who share your Lord? Where might God be inviting you to expand your circle? Where might covenant loyalty deepen relational responsibility? The kingdom family is not sentimental. It is covenantal. And covenant requires faithfulness. When Jesus says, "Who is my mother?" he is not dismissing Mary. He is inviting us into a larger circle, inviting us into deeper loyalty, inviting us into a family defined not by accident of birth, but by alignment with the Father.
You will notice
we say brother
and sister around here.
It's because we're a family.
And these folks are so near.
When one has a heartache,
we all share the tear
and rejoice in each victory.
We in this family so dear.
Ooh, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood.
Join hands with
Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family.
The kingdom deepens family. It does not abolish it. It roots belonging in obedience. It expands love beyond blood. It calls us to honor both origin and covenant. And in that expansion, human flourishing grows. Because we were never meant to live as isolated individuals. We were meant to belong. Father, thank you for the gift of family, both biological and spiritual. Teach us to honor our origins without idolizing them, and to embrace our kingdom family with covenant faithfulness. Expand our hearts, deepen our loyalty, and root our belonging in your will. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.